Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Eve Kosofsky Sedgwick. Now the dates of Eve Sedgwick are from 1950 to 2009 and Sedgwick is particularly important in the field of gender studies and queer theory. And Sedgwick published several books in the field of queer theory, the most famous being Epistemology of the Closet. Okay, Epistemology of the Closet, which came out in 1990. Then another very famous work of hers is Between Men, English Literature and Male Homosocial Desire. Okay, Between Men, English Literature and Male Homosocial Desire. And this work came out in 1985. And then another work of hers is very famous called Tendencies. Okay, Tendencies, which came out in 1993. And her critical writings helped create the field of queer studies. And her work reflects an interest in a range of issues, including queer performativity, non-Lacanian psychoanalysis, and drawing on feminist scholarship and the work of scholars like Michel Foucault, Sedgwick analyzed homoerotic subplots in the works of writers like Charles Dickens and Henry James. And Sedgwick argued that an understanding of virtually any aspect of modern Western culture would be incomplete if it failed to incorporate a critical analysis of modern homo or heterosexual definition. And she is the one who coined the terms homosocial and anti-homophobic. Okay, these two terms, homosocial and anti-homophobic. And in her critical writings, Sedgwick challenges the established definitions of male and female sexuality she incorporates a study of gay and lesbian sexualities as well as transgendered subjects, cross-dressing and transsexuality. And Sedgwick's key ideas regarding the relationship between literature, gender and sexuality are set out in this famous work of hers called Between Men, English Literature and the Male Homosocial Desire, which I just talked about. And as I said that she was influenced by Michel Foucault's work, particularly his work on sexuality, Sedgwick examines the relationship between homosociality, means the bonds that are formed between people of the same sex, and homosexuality, sexual desire between people of the same sex. So there is a difference between homosociality and homosexuality. And Sedgwick argues that while the two positions are distinct, they exist on a continuum. For men, the continuum can be interrupted by homophobia or the fear of homosexuality, and that is typical of capitalist cultures. And women, however, are less likely to experience this kind of disruption. And exploring the English literature between 1750 and 1850, Sedgwick discusses the formation of a male homosociality formed of rivalry for a woman, whose presence in the text will avert any potential hint of homoeroticism or homosexual desire. Okay, so from an exam point of view, just remember that the name of Eve Sedgwick is important in the field of queer studies or queer theory. And also remember the important works that she has written. One is Between Men, English Literature and Male Homosocial Desire. After that, Tendencies, okay, Tendencies, which came out in 1993. Then Epistemology of the Closet, okay, Epistemology of the Closet, which came out in 1990. And there is one more important work that is very famous called Jane Austen and the Masturbating Girl. Jane Austen and the Masturbating Girl. This is the title of her work.